do da, zippity boop ba, zip 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 zippity zam.
Okay, wake up everybody. The time is 6 o'clock. You are listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. Thank you very much to our good friend Rush.
Rush!
Hey guys.
Hey Rush.
Hey Rush, what was the name of your show that just finished?
Why, that would be Around the Town Sounds.
But shut up, it's Mascot Wedding Time. But Rush, I have a question for you. You had a story one time about piloting a plane, right?
It's funny, that came up in my work this week where you match the person with the crazy story, and mine was...
Did you work as a first grader?
I landed a plane at Austin's Miller Airport. Without a lesson, without any training.
What were you doing in the...
Don't tell anybody. This cannot go public because I don't have a license.
And nobody's listening.
Nobody's listening, Rush. But what was the circumstance, Rush?
I was...
Because I only know you as this dude who likes the Beatles.
Yeah.
Well, I had a proper radio job in the early 80s, and I was a DJ. And I did a traffic reporter. I was the afternoon traffic reporter.
So were you Chopper Rush?
Sort of, yeah. Oh. I was only in the helicopter once, and then we switched to a Cessna. So I was the passenger in a Cessna every day. And then one day the pilot says, hey, you want to land it? And I'm like, okay. So I didn't know what I was doing. He just told me what to do. He pulled himself all the way off.
You didn't have to sit on his lap or anything, did you?
No. No, I just took over.
Wasn't there something where you were telling me where you had to do like an emergency landing one time?
No.
Because something went screwy Louie?
Okay, what you're thinking of, but I did land it once. I had the mic open. I'm flying down Mopac, and I'm going, we're southbound on Mopac, and traffic's flowing smoothly. Pilot taps my shoulder, points back, and there's a big jet airliner cleared to land to be at the same spot over Mopac where we were at 2,000 feet.
Like Dark Knight Rises.
They saw us with their eyes. I emphasize with their eyes.
So you made eye contact with the other pilot.
I didn't, but they saw their big old jet airliner. They see this and they're like, oh man, you're kidding me. A little Cessna in our way. And they had to pitch up and not land and leave town. And swing back around, which takes 45 minutes.
Yeah, you messed up someone's day.
Yeah, and so then, and luckily I didn't curse on the air at that moment because I'm live on the air. And then I go off mic and I go, what was that? And the pilot says, tower gave them clearance and us clearance at the same time to be in the same spot.
Wow.
Those shaky tower monkeys up there.
And then she goes, wait a minute, hang on. She was listening to her headsets and then she goes, oh, tower says sorry.
Oh, well, thank goodness.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, they made it right.
Yes.
Hey Rush. First of all, thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you. It's whatever I can contribute.
Could you give us a fake traffic report and then kick it back to us?
Oh, golly. Well, we're southbound over Mopac. Things are moving slowly in the right-hand lane because there's something pulled over on the edge, but it's out of the line of traffic. There's no reason for the rubbernecking. But things are flowing smoothly on the far left-hand lane.
And throw it back to us.
Throw it back to us.
And we're back to you in the studio, guys.
Thank you, Traffic Reporter Rush. Sharon Vedder, Mascot Wedding Show coming up.
Time is 6:06 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is a show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, please do. The phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP. Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it, nobody else. Hey, sorry. I gotta get that terrible DJ voice over with. We just heard Sharon Van Etten, Serpents, off of her album Tramp. And I played that a lot because that was one of my favorite albums of the year. And as 2K12, still call it the 2Ks, 2K12 is winding down, I wanted to sort of do that. Start playing some of my fave tracks.
Hell yeah. It's great.
My TFFs.
TFFs. Tracks, favorites?
Forever.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Actually, it's Texas Forever, Forever.
Who is that?
That was Riggins from Friday Night Lights.
I need to catch up.
You're doing fine. How are you, David Hara?
I'm doing well. I'm doing all right. Just running some last-minute Christmas errands, but other than that, I'm doing all right.
Well, we have a special in-studio guest. I'm glad to hear that. Sorry.
No, it's perfectly fine.
I was like, well, let me wait until this guy shuts up. No.
Oh, boy, excuse me. Look at the time. It's only 6:08.
Key Rikes. Key Rikes? Sure.
Uh-huh.
We have a very special in-studio guest. This guy is an awesome cartoonist. He's also a musician. He plays in the band United Shapes. However, screw that music garbage. Today we're here to talk. He's also got a new book out. It is Whale the Book, the Movie the Book. It's a collection of his comic strip, Whale. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Joseph Devins.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Joseph Devins. Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, yeah, no problem, Mac.
So you and I, we know each other.
We do.
We have a shared past.
All the way back to 2002.
I was thinking about that today, and I was like, wow, I've known this guy for 10 years. I haven't seen you for like three. But
at least, three or four or five.
But I saw that you were Kickstartering up a new book, and I was like, oh man, when this thing... And you were doing it big style. You weren't just stapling pieces of paper together.
Yeah, nah.
Like Time Magazine.
No folding and stapling.
Yeah. Nope.
Real publishing.
No, have a copy of it right now. It looks lovely.
With ink.
Yes.
By the way, we'll be giving away a copy of the Whale Collection later in the show, so stay tuned for that. Oh, I forgot to say that we're also on Twitter.
That's right.
Left that out of my introduction.
We're at Mascot Wedding. You know how to get a hold of us. Come on, guys.
Yeah, you tweet it. I see it. I read it.
Yeah, exactly.
So this collection of your comic strip, Whale. How would you describe Whale to people that aren't familiar with it?
Whale is a typical whale. He mm-hmm. lives in the ocean, smokes cigarettes a lot, plays the clarinet.
Usual whale.
Right. Yeah. Just a basic whale. And he has a lot of animal friends and some human friends.
See, you're making this comic strip sound delightful. And while it is delightfully funny, they're all monsters. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, they're all pretty horrible people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And how long have you been doing the comic strip?
Since 2002.
And is this a collection of everything?
This is a collection from all the way back to the beginning until now. And there's some new stuff in there, too.
Did you, when you were putting together the collection... does it literally have every strip you've done, or did you like...
No, I weeded out the crap.
Oh, okay.
I took all the bad stuff out, all the not funny comics, and only put in the funny comics.
Was that something that was hard to do or easy to do, or were you originally planning to put everything in there? I ask because I have this weird sort of like completist mentality with some stuff I do. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, this radio show, it's like, oh, I got to put every podcast online, but it's like, sometimes we'll do a show and be like, nah, this thing's garbage.
Yeah, exactly.
This isn't helping out anybody. But were you like, did you have a tendency at first, like, oh, I'm going to put everything in there?
No, basically just because that would have been incredibly expensive, because there's like 500 plus comics.
Jeez, bragging.
Oh my goodness.
And I needed to bring it down to a reasonable level, like around 200. There's mm-hmm. There's 208 pages in the book, so I figured I had at least 200 really good, solid comics, and I could just leave the other ones that were horribly drawn and not that funny out of it.
I feel like 200, that's a solid number. No one's going to complain about that. No one's going to be like, oh, it could have been 300.
Yeah, totally. Right.
Yeah, you just read 200 comics, jerk, shut up.
And again, referencing this thing that the listener can't see, but it's a hefty volume. Like, it'll look nice on your bookshelf.
Oh yeah, it's shiny.
Yeah,
it's like
glossy.
Yeah.
If you are listening to us on the computer, Whale Online, is that the website?
It's whaleontheweb.com.
Whale on the web.
And we just put up a section where you can buy the book online.
Oh.
So it's very special.
So if they are interested in that, that's where they could go.
That's where you can go.
I also mentioned this to you earlier, and I'll mention this to the listener. I saw it at Austin Books today.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. We took a little trip to Austin Books. Great place.
Yeah.
And got some books on the shelves there by consignment.
It was pretty neat. I wasn't expecting to see it, and I was like, oh, that guy's going to be on the show. We've made it. Like, I transferred your success to us. I was like, yeah, we did it, everybody.
Yeah, I just stood there looking at it for a while and probably should have taken a picture. But
you have to. You absolutely have to.
You sit there looking at it, and then you take a copy of like Spider-Man and put it in front of it. And you're like, it's like, why did I do that? Take it away. And then they escort you out. I used to work in a little 8.5 by 11 folded and a half comics anthology. Mm-hmm. And I remember taking it to some record stores around Austin and selling it on consignment. And I walked into 33 and a third, which if you remember that record store,
oh, yeah.
then you know that I am also old.
Yeah.
And I remember I took it in there. I was like, yeah, could you guys sell stuff like on concession? And the guy was like, what? And I was like, concession. My face. Like,
hot dogs.
Yeah. I didn't. My face like ignited and turned red. And uh-huh. I instantly got super hot because I was like, I'm using the right word. This guy doesn't get it. What's going on? Am I just going to have to like back out of here? Like literally like just walk backwards until I'm out the door. And then he's like, consignment? And I was like, there's a word that's I'm not using. It's the right word.
How close were you to like a big diatribe about like, you elitist snob?
No, I I didn't have my swagger yet.
Oh, okay.
This is back. I think only in the last couple of years I've... I've now a mellow, and but also like a cobra waiting to strike. Whereas I was in the past a cobra waiting to hide.
Yeah, and you were only 3 feet tall then.
Yes, like now, I don't know. I'm just laughing.
I'm loving this nervous laughter.
Well, it is like a thing where oh, is there a miscommunication? I'll leave. Like that was my default.
Right.
For abort.
Whereas now, now I almost kind of like it.
Yeah. You're a tight coil.
I don't like getting angry, but I'm like, oh, is that what you think? Well, we'll see about that.
You're a real place putter.
You like you know what? It's not necessarily a place putter. There's a way to do things.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes you don't tell me what to do. I think it's more like what it is. For example,
sure.
Last night I went to go see the movie Life of Pi. Anybody else seen it?
No, not yet.
It's good.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Can I ask you a preference question?
Yes.
Did it look not good to you at any point?
The whole thing looked... Oh, what do you mean? When you like visually not
like,
good?
Like, did you have... No, I mean, like before you saw the movie, did you have to be convinced to see the movie?
Yeah, I read a review.
And okay.
Because when I first saw it, I mean, I never read that book by Jan Martel or something like that.
No idea.
And I saw the trailer for it. And Ang Lee, that guy, little hit or miss.
Uh-huh.
I was just like, meh, shrug. And then I read a review and then some people I know said it was really awesome. The first part is still something you kind of have to get through. Once that dude gets in the water with that dragon? Whoa!
Dragon. Yeah, you're talking.
Spoiler. Tiger.
Yes.
That thing's great.
Okay.
Does the tiger have a cartoon voice? Is it like Sean Connery is the voice of the tiger?
It is Sean Connery does the voice of the tiger.
At retirement. Good
yeah,
for him.
Yeah. He's retired?
Yeah.
He must have recorded a long time ago.
Oh, wow.
The weird thing is he was also the last tiger. It didn't really make sense.
Huh. Did he make reference to it?
He just said, all right, I'm the last one. What's a Sean Connery? Sean Connery. He's like, I'm the last. And he goes, right, let's go to Bikini Island. And then they...
I feel like you had it until Bikini Island.
Bikini Island. I can't do it.
I feel like that's not canon Connery.
That's not... Connery doesn't know those words. I bet he knows Bikini Island.
Bikini. Oh, this is terrible.
What if he's Australian? Hey, Bikini Island. garbage.
We're taking your favorite Sean Connery impressions, 4725667.
But I went and... I went with my lady friend, Jimena, mm-hmm. and we are at the counter, and she's getting some popcorn, and I was like, oh, I kind of want something to drink. And she's like, what do you want? I was like, I don't know if I want water or I want soda. Before I could finish soda, the guy's like, a liter of 20 ounce. I was like, what? He's like, liter of 20 ounce. And he's like, of what? And he's like, water. And I was like, I don't know if I want water. But here's the thing. I wanted water.
You can't go back.
And I
then.
Couldn't let this guy jump me like that. And so I was like, I'll take a pib. Then I got that Mr. Pibb. I was like, God, I wanted water.
Which you also do not like.
Mr. Pibb, I enjoy it in a vacuum. However, every time I see it, I'm always like, man, I wish they had Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, exactly.
You dumb old Pibb.
It's like you devalue the place where you're at. It's like, you guys couldn't afford Pepper? Come on.
Not that Dr. Pepper is the world's smartest name.
Well, one is a doctor and one is a mister.
That's Thank true.
You. And I think the flavor represents that.
Yeah. The one is more sophisticated.
One had more schooling. Oh, that whole thing of like Dr. Pepper having 23 flavors. Was there a dumber ad campaign?
Yeah, no, not at all.
Who is that targeted towards? Like, people are like, soda, blah, it's all the same.
Only one flavor.
I can taste them all in my snifter that I drink it out of.
Hold on, let me roll this Dr. Pepper around in my tongue. 2, 7, 12, 18, 23. My God! I mean, it really is like, hey, what's it taste like? Dr. Pepper, done. One flavor.
Yeah, exactly.
23 flavors.
I think
flavors.
There's some cherry in there.
Probably, but it's not like I'm picking it out. Like, let me just isolate the cherry. Yeah. Like I'm spinning my face around like a centrifuge.
If Mr. Pibb knew what they were doing, they would have just had their ad campaign be like, Mr. Pibb, the only flavor you need. Like,
right.
Is, hey, look, we're not dancing around this thing about 23 flavors. It's Mr. Pibb. Drink it up. That's not an endorsement.
But see, I think they actually dropped the Mr. Pibb. And now it's Pibb
it's
Extra.
Just Pibb?
Nope.
That's not Mrs. Pibb. Mr. Pibb didn't die.
they didn't put a little pink bow on top of Mr. Pibb. Like it was Ms. Pac-Man or something.
Right. Well, after Gerald died, I thought about selling, but I decided to run the Pibb Corporation on my own. Mrs. Pibb is what you'll call it.
Call it Barbara. I'm my own woman.
Call it just Barb.
big old glass of Barb. Just everything shuts down.
I did go to a movie. I think I've told the story before.
Uh-huh.
I went to go see a movie, and I was like, I'll have a Dr. Pepper. And they're like, is Mr. Pibb okay? And I go, no. And it just froze them. They did not know how to react after that. And then eventually I was like, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Same with Coke and Pepsi. Whenever I want a Diet Coke, and they're like, Diet Pepsi? I'll have a water.
I really have to think of it. Yeah, exactly. I'll have a punch. I just don't even want to go down that same road.
Is Pepsi that bad?
Pepsi's swill.
Whoa.
Hold on, though. Some places have wild cherry Pepsi, and that is the best.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Haven't had it.
But Pepsi, yeah, it's swell. It's weird how something so awful can make something so beautiful.
The wild cherry Pepsi.
Yes.
Yeah. I was at a situation where they were giving away free drinks, and they gave me a, what is that thing called? Sierra Mist.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like Sierra Mist natural. I don't know if that's different than, or if all Sierra Mist is made from like, you know, natural crushed up roots or whatever it is.
Sure.
I think they just mean that one has real sugar and one has artificial sugar.
Okay, this must have been the one with the real sugar.
Right.
Because I had it and it wasn't bad.
Ringing endorsement from Mac Blake wasn't bad.
Well, I was sort of, I like braced my, it, you know, it was hot outside and it was like, hey, what do you have here? Oh, you know what? It was during South By. Mm-hmm. And I went to this dumb Fader Ford thing.
Okay.
That thing's always stupid. And they're like, they had free drinks. Like, what do you want? I was like, well, I have a gin and nooks. Let me stop you right there. We have the products that our endorsers gave us. So it was like a Southern Comfort and like Sierra Mist or something. No, actually, I just had a Sierra Mist by itself. Hey, guys, welcome to Mac Recalls What He Drinks.
If you want to request something for Mac to drink, 472-5667.
He'll drink it, too.
Bring you on the air, Kyler. What can I drink for you?
Can you drink, like, a tab?
Won't drink it, sorry.
Come on.
Goodbye.
But I know the phrase that pays.
Tim, hang up on him. It's our call screener, Tim.
Yes.
What were we talking about?
Joseph Devens and his,
and
his new collection, Whale.
And his amazing Technicolor Dream Comics.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. I'm wearing it. You can't see it, though.
Actually, I had a question going back to the question Mac asked about whether or not you included everything.
So for keeping score at home, that's a question about a question.
Yes.
The Inception question.
Oh.
So the stuff that you didn't include, like, I guess, let me start from the start. Is this book your way of retiring that old material?
No, it's still available on my website.
Oh, okay.
So people can get whatever's in this book for free?
People can get whatever's in this book for free on my website.
Oh, brother.
However, there's new stuff in the book.
But I made it so that there's a lot of new cool stuff in the book that you can't get on the website.
Like a new font? Is it?
It's just a drawing of me.
Oh, okay.
With my left hand.
All right, I'll just Instagram this picture, and now everyone can get it. There you go.
It's more than that.
There is, however, a 7-page extended form, long whale.
Oh.
It's pretty funny. They basically just buy guns and shoot each other.
I love it.
Well, don't give it away.
Yeah, come on. Give a little taste.
Give them a taste.
All right.
I guess my question that I wanted to ask initially is that stuff that didn't get included in the book, did you like throw it away or is it still on the website?
No, it's still on the web.
Okay.
And it's all great stuff. I'm just saying.
Oh, sure.
I had to pick.
But I know there's that feeling of like, when you go back and look at something you did, or at least for me, I know I'll look at stuff and be like, oh, I hate this kid. Or I hate who this person was. I never want to see this again.
I know what you mean. Yeah. I look back on these comics and I'm like, who drew this? It looks like an idiot drew this. It looks like the early Simpsons where they're all like wobbly and spiky hair.
Yeah.
And sometime in the middle of the decade, I learned how to draw, and now they look right.
Yeah,
at least to me.
And you're already in like year 6, and it's like, well, I wish I had learned this before.
So the first half of the book is horribly drawn. The jokes are pretty good, but the drawings are awful.
Yeah.
And then once you get towards the end of the book, it starts to look right.
Yeah. Which I should say, I mean, you know, all, what is it called? Self-effacing humor aside, I was going through this book last night, and it really is a fun book.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yes, I as well. When we're going to the daily, when we're the daily text together, Whale was always something I really enjoyed reading, and I'm glad you kept it going, unlike other people, me.
Yeah, I really enjoyed Bill and Eric. I think a lot of people did too.
Well, they're all dead now, so no, they were all on one cruise together and they crashed.
Yeah, Sherman Helmsley was the last guy to like it.
Yep, that's correct. So this is, you said this is everything from when you started till now with stuff taken out. So if this is volume one, how many more years until volume two comes out in print?
Well, I guess maybe like 10.
Okay.
If I continue drawing at the rate that I am, yes, it'll probably be 10.
And actually, what is that rate right now? Like, how often are you turning out a new...
Well, for the past few months, I've been so focused on the book that I haven't really been drawing any cartoons. But now I'll get back at it and, try to do one a week.
Okay. And they can see these on whaleontheweb.com?
Mm-hmm,
okay,
right. Cool. And it also was being run in The Austinist for a while.
Oh, is that right?
And then, like all things, that got set on the back burner because I was like... just doing the book.
Was that your choice or their choice?
No, it was mine. I forgot. I mean, I just remembered right now that it was in The Austinist, and I still need to submit.
I used to have my comic strip in The Austinist, and then one day, it had been a little bit before, a little break since I last submitted, and then I submitted three, and then they were never posted again. And that's, I guess, how I found out that I was no longer in The Austinist. So I'm sorry that blog that wasn't paying me anything didn't want to run my stuff. So that must be quality work.
You got fired from a free thing.
Yeah, they did get fired from a free thing.
That's fabulous. Boo.
People on the internet don't want to pay for anything.
Right. And that's why all my comics are basically free unless you want to buy the book.
Have you, in terms of monetizing your comic strip work, and I know this is kind of a serious question, is that something you'd want to do, or are you just like throw your hands up? Like, I don't know if I want to mess with that.
Well, I mean, I thought about ways to make money with Whale, and I mean, the only thing I could think of was merchandise. Mm. So there's a gift shop on the store on the website. You can go and buy, you know, trinkets and T-shirts and bumper stickers and stuff like that.
You know, I feel like that. I mean, like, the bigger web comics, it seems like that is what they do. Like, you know, they just sell merch. It's almost like bands.
Yeah,
in that regard,
the Kevin Smith principle.
Yes. Well, he also gets paid for his terrible movies.
That's true, too.
You Kevin Smith fan, Joseph Devins?
I saw Clerks once. That's my answer.
You never saw Mallrats or whatever?
I saw Mallrats, too.
Okay. Because if you had just stopped at Clerks, you would be the ultimate person. Like, that would be the greatest life ever lived. But everyone has to keep going back.
I see where this is going.
I want to marry Joseph Devins.
No. I meant, like, that's what you'd say after seeing Clerks.
Oh, I see.
Whoa. Surprise admission. Shocking everyone.
I don't feel like it was that much of a surprise.
On the Mascot Wedding Show.
Who do you want David to marry first? I don't know why I'm doing this character this week.
Radio Hype Guy?
Yes. I want everything to happen.
Captain Amp Up?
There it is.
I like Captain Amp Up.
Yeah.
I wish we had more Captain Amp Ups in our life.
Sorry, we're checking the Mascot Wedding Twitter.
Yeah. Oh.
To see if we have any questions for Joseph Devins.
Are there any tweets?
See, no. Now that you mentioned they were checking the Twitter, it seems sad that we haven't got any tweets. Nah. We were at Mascot Wedding.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people are attending the Christmas stuff is what I'll tell myself.
Yeah, it's always something every week. There's always something going on to keep people from listening. It's like, oh, I know there was a squirrel in the road that was causing delays. I know people don't like...
Yeah, it is a squirrel.
Having the radio on.
It was a really funny squirrel, though.
It was. It was wearing a bottle cap like a hat.
It's doing stand-up.
It had a tight 10.
Hold on. Bottle cap like a hat. Tell me more. Guys, Mascot Show. We'll be right back. David's got to tell me a story about a cap-wearing squirrel. Click. Oh, boy. I went to IKEA today. Mm-hmm. Well, let me back it up.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. You guys, how do you guys feel about Christmas? David, I know how you feel about it. Actually, maybe I've forgotten. Joseph, are you like Christmas?
I love Christmas. I always get in the Christmas spirit. I had a Christmas hat once, but I think my head got bigger.
When you say a Christmas hat, do you mean like a Santa hat?
Yeah, Santa hat.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just like a ball cap that just said Christmas is coming.
I was almost Ron Burgundy-esque. This is my Halloween costume. you're going to go, what are you going to do for Christmas going back to Houston?
No, I'm going to North Austin to stay with some family, and then I'm going to go to San Antonio and visit my dad.
How long has your dad lived in SA?
Oh, years and years.
Yeah, that's where I'll be.
Yeah, I know you're from there.
I am from there. Maybe my parents will have Christmas dinner at their favorite restaurant, Logan's Roadhouse.
Logan's Roadhouse.
Wish I was joking.
Free croissants.
No.
That thing shot up the power rankings.
Well, I guess so. Did I talk about that on the air, by the way?
I don't think so.
So I went to Logan's Roadhouse. I know I'm getting off track. And I was going down to San Antonio to do some terrible stand-up. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, mom and dad, I live in San Antonio. I was like, where do you want to... Let's meet for dinner. And they're like, well, Calvin likes this place, Logan's Roadhouse. Uh-huh. And we started eating there. And then, of course, Calvin said he was going to come, but he didn't. So we're out there, and I look over, and at the hostess stand, there's a bunch of peanut shells on the floor. And they're like, they have peanuts on the table.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, are you supposed to like throw your peanut shells on the floor? My mom goes, yeah, look. And then takes a bunch of peanut shells around the table and dumps them onto the floor. I was like, I don't think that's how you do that. This story would be adorable if you weren't the parent.
Just taking like trash out of her purse, you could do it with anything too.
Yeah.
These slaves don't know what's what.
This place is filthy. We can do whatever we want.
That's right.
I think we cracked it. I think we cracked why they like that place so much.
Yeah, we could. So, David, you, of course, birthday on Christmas.
That is correct, yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's a thing I'm doing. It's a bit I've been carrying out for 33 years.
Little David Jesus.
That's right, that's right. I've made my peace with Christmas. There used to be a very, very long period where it, like, affected my personality, where I was like, oh, no one cares about me. My birthday's on Christmas anyway. Well, you know, I'm just not that confident in myself because of it. But over the past few years, I've had spectacular Christmases / birthdays to where I really love the holidays. It's a great thing. And now that I've also mastered online shopping, it's a breeze. Man, I don't have to go anywhere. It's awesome.
I feel like as I get older, that birthdays become a weird thing where it's like, oh, I don't. Because back in the day, I was like, it's my birthday. Fire a cannon into my face. We're going to have a party or something like that. Whereas now it's like, you know, I could just watch a TV at home and that'd be a pretty good night.
Uh-huh.
So the idea that, that, I don't know, I feel like the pressure to do something on my birthday is lowering. Like it's in free fall.
Oh, sure.
Whereas Christmas is just a nice time.
Yeah, exactly.
So I went to IKEA today.
Yes.
Oh, and yeah. I thought that it was not for Christmas reasons, but it was very trafficky going up there. And I was bracing myself because 30 Rock had that episode where they go to IKEA and they end up getting into a fight because it like sucks the life out of you.
Yes.
I feel like HEB does that to me more than IKEA.
Really?
Do I have a limit when I'm in HEB? Like, okay. If I'm there for like 30, or that's a grocery store for any non-Texans out there. If I'm in a supermarket for like longer than like 30 minutes, I start to be like, I got to get out of here. Like, I start itching and like sweating under my clothes. not above my clothes, mind you. But IKEA, I just get a little tired after a while.
Uh-huh.
Maybe because I eat so much when I'm there.
Can't do that.
Because you walk in and you're like, hot dogs for under a dollar. Hell yeah. And then like
hot dogs at IKEA?
Oh,
I've never been to an IKEA.
Yeah.
What? And
you,
then
you load up at IKEA. It's crazy.
Wow. Do they have cotton candy?
No.
No.
But they do
you're
have.
You're thinking of the World's Fair in 1908.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
Oh, I am.
I was on a Futurama earlier today where I drove around and looked at weird appliances.
Oh, you might have. Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. and so then, you know, you go to the cafeteria and they have Swedish meatballs, like a Swedish meatball combo, which I think is 15 Swedish meatballs and cost X amount of dollars. And then for a dollar more, you get the Texas-sized version, which is 5 more meatballs.
Good heavens.
I feel like it's almost a trick.
Uh-huh.
Like, what do they gain by upselling you a dollar more for 5 meatballs? Are the meatballs just like that, like full of like old gym mats that they profit insanely on these things?
I think it's a combination of, yes, that's true.
Okay.
That's not true. Please don't sue us, IKEA. But I think it's also just they know their audience, and they know there are some bumpkins.
So they think they're doing us a favor.
Yeah. They're getting over on Texans where it's like, hey, you yokels, this is Texas size. Like rolling their eyes and like, you get 5 more meatballs, eat up. And so like they're doing all right with it.
I'd feel more satisfied if it was just one more meatball, but it was extremely large.
I'm surprised they don't have like the mega ball. That sounds like the perfect thing.
Well, see, because IKEA's not usually in the business of being like, like a monster truck rally announcer like talking about their food.
That is true.
It isn't like, come on, Ned O'Keefe, we get the Mega Bowl. It's not like that. You know, it's just like, oh, are you hungry? Like, stop on by the cafeteria and then continue shopping. We hope you have a good day here at IKEA. Yeah, you know, like it's something, it's like gentle.
Yeah, like their snacks are actually snack sized. It's crazy.
What is an average length of time that people spend at IKEA? Because it sounds like a whole day ordeal.
I gotta say it's at least an hour.
Yeah.
At least an hour.
Probably more. Because it's, if you walk around, they have a, it's like a building, but they've built this sort of, I don't know, a serpentine trail that you have to follow through all like their little showrooms or whatever. I honestly, I didn't spend a whole lot of money today, and I bought I bought a lint roller, batteries, a light bulb, and then like some paper folders you can put magazines in.
My goodness.
I know. It's like, why did I go to Round Rock?
Yeah, so were you just like high and bored, and you're like, I need four things. Let's just...
A light bulb.
I also ate a very cheap and delicious hot dog and had some Swedish meatballs. So I think really at this point I'm going for the food. But then the end, so they put the little Swedish flag in when you get the meatballs, but when you get the Texas version, they put a Texas flag in there.
Aww.
I don't need to eat more meatballs.
Right.
However, I did want that Texas flag in there. So it did hurt to be like, the Texas version is like, nah, Swedish. Let's go Swedish. Yay, Sweden. Damn it.
You have some weird motivations in your life.
I love Texas, man. Texas forever.
I understand, but you're also just eating like a pound and a half of meat in one sitting.
Oh, they're not that big.
Oh, okay.
And I, here's how you do it.
Yeah.
One sitting. What do you think? I'm a rookie. When you walk in, you get the hot dog.
Okay.
And then you're walking around and you build up a hunger and then you get the Swedish
build up a hunger. Yeah. Just do like wind sprints in between the laundry hampers?
It'll wear you out. And I did split the hot dog for
okay.
for the interest of full disclosure. I had half a hot dog.
There you go.
They're not huge. They're not like ballpark franks.
Yeah, exactly.
I wish they were though. Oh, if there was a man selling them. Anyway, to get to the point of this dumb story, there's this lady walking around on a phone.
Yeah.
And on the phone, she was basically giving a running commentary of what she was doing at IKEA and what she thought about the stuff she was looking at.
Oh, that's insufferable.
Oh my God, was it ever? It was the GD worst. She was like, yeah. Now I'm looking at IKEA. Yeah, I'm at IKEA right now. They got rats here. No, like stuffed rats. Like different color rats. Yeah. Oh, this is cool. I'm looking at like a shelf. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's not like usually the usual midget crap they have here. And I was like, oh, my Lord. I want to chomp on a bullet so bad right now. Yeah. This lady. I feel like that's happened all the time. Like somebody's like, yeah, cool. Uh-huh. Yeah, waiting for a movie right now. Yeah. Dark Knight Rises. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, life's the worst, guys. I guess that's where I'm going at.
Well, it's going to end. Oh, wait.
No,
we did it.
It already ended.
We survived.
This is the part where we're having a dream.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's right. This is our limbo. Oh, that'd actually be great. It would just reveal that like, oh yeah, we silently ended the world. Like, good.
That's a pretty good dream, gotta say, guys.
Yeah.
It's pretty real.
Yeah.
That hot dog was real.
Tasted good.
It was real to me, damn it.
Wait, that mustard tasted like not wearing clothes at school. Oh no. You guys want to take a break?
Let's take a break.
Sure.
Do you want to play something, Mr. David Otto?
Let's play something. You go unplug.
Hold on, I'm sitting on the cord.
Sitting on the cord. We're on Twitter at Mascot Wedding if you want to hit us up with anything.
Joseph Devins will be sticking around for the second half of the show. Some more with him coming up, including a giveaway of a copy of Whale the Book, the movie, the book.
That's right.
David Otto, what are we going to hear?
But first, off of one of my favorite albums of the year, Holograms with their self-titled album, this is Fever, Mascot Wedding Show, coming back soon.
Thing fell asleep on me.
And we're back with more Mascot Wedding. My name is David.
My name is Mac.
And sitting in with us is
Joseph Devins.
Yay!
That's right. And we just heard Holograms from their self-titled album. That was Fever, one of my favorite albums of the year.
Joseph Devins, of course, our special guest today. Cartoonist. Are you comfortable with that title?
Well, I do draw cartoons, yes. So, yes.
Whale the Book, the movie, the book. a collection of whale comic strips. Welcome to Fresh Air. Joseph. No. That was dumb.
Coming up later in the show. It is dumb. I thought I'd jump in.
Do a little.
Did not like the water.
Terry Gross. I wonder if Terry Gross in her spare time is like, if she's got like a
drinking problem,
serious cocaine addiction.
Now, what was the name of that movie? I think we referenced it a couple weeks ago. Pump Up the Volume.
Uh huh.
Where Christian Slater plays like hard talking Harry or whatever like this, and where he's like, you know, getting really like dirty. And it's like pirate radio or something.
Right.
And a small town wants to shut him down. I wonder if Terry Gross like gets a voice modulator where she's like, you know, this is Terry Gross. except she changes her name to like Terry Sick. This is a bunch of sick stuff.
Let's find out.
Cross is Terry Sick.
Oh my God, the first try too.
Do you got a question for Terry Sick?
Can we play Closing Time by Semisonic?
I got it queued up right here. What if I just sing it?
Go for it.
Closing Time. Gather up your whiskey and beer. It's Terry Sick.
Now promote that movie Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. White meat, dark meat, all be carved. There you go. Yeah, that's the best thing Eli Roth has ever done.
It's the show for two people this week.
Joseph Devins.
That's me.
Our special studio guest. Once again, thank you for coming on the show.
No, thank you.
So you said in this comic strip collection of whale that there is a 7-page whale.
Yeah.
And whale's normally like, two panels usually?
Just a page, two panels, top and bottom.
You're real meat and potatoes guy. I like it.
That's right. Ham and egg, I like it.
You want two panels side by side? Go kiss your mom, Lorenzo. Look, Liberace, take your comics elsewhere. What's that? You want captions?
Extra.
Extra.
Go back to San Francisco, pal. You stoned out hippie. Do you ever have an urge or an interest or a desire? Wow, choose one, Mac, to do a longer story.
Sometimes. I'm pretty married to the format just because nobody else really does that, the top and bottom panel. And it's kind of challenging for me to write because I only get two chances to like set up something and then resolve it. But with the longer comic, I really had a fun time. But it was hard because, you know, when you go into the long form, the panels become tricky, and they, you know, I'm used to a wide open space with a dead bottom, and I had to sort of adjust the characters to fit into the panels, and the result was a new looking sort of whale that I wasn't used to, but I think worked.
But I've seen you do longer strips, like you. You were like an art major, right?
I was, yeah, painting.
Yeah,
I suck at it.
Well, way to go, idiot! But you had this kind of, it was like the adventures of like Brian Eno and David Bowie or something like that.
Yeah, I used to have a back page comic every Thursday in the Daily Texan on the back of the DT Weekend, which was really fun because while I was doing well, I could open up and do a longer full page color, whatever I wanted to do every week. And the result was, you know, usually something ridiculous.
Do you know if the Daily Texan still does DT Weekend?
I don't think they do.
Because while I, you know, would enjoy a longer piece by you, what's the point of that?
Yeah.
Was it like a one-page thing where it just says, getting drunk? Like, here you go, students.
Yeah.
I think it was just like, what to do on the weekend.
Yeah.
And, you know, basically, here's where you can get drunk. Here's where you can pass
it. I'll read that column for you. Everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Even places you haven't thought of before in your life, you can get drunk.
Your house.
Under a bridge.
This section doubles as a place to catch vomit. It's pretty great.
Skullfront tweeted at us, and he says, I spent more time at IKEA than watching Clerks. Well, good for you, because I got to say, Clerks, I liked it at the time. Now I don't think I could watch 5 minutes of it.
When was the last time you watched it?
Man, a long time. I don't know. How long have I been out of school?
8 years?
Oh, so it would be longer than that.
Okay.
It's like 10 years or something like that.
Okay, yeah. It's one actually I watched within the past couple years. And I think I mentioned this on the show, but it was definitely one of those movies when it came out. I was 15 when I first saw it. And I was like, oh, I want to make movies. And then I watched it within the past couple years. And I realized, the reason why 15-year-old me saw it and wanted to make movies is because it was like a 15-year-old made a movie. Like, it didn't grow with its audience, that sort of thing. And neither did Kevin Smith, really, even though we're talking about him on the radio now. And I banned him.
Yeah,
from
I know. I'm sorry.
No, he's a... The thing about it is I love talking about him because it's a story that fascinates me. Just this guy who, like, caught lightning in a bottle and made a career out of it, and good for him. But it's such a, like... Would I want that career? Like, if that was the sort of Faustian agreement where it's like, I want to make movies.
But you have to be Kevin Smith.
Exactly, yes. I don't know. I don't know if I'd want that.
You got to wear a hockey jersey at all times.
Yeah, I got to wear shorts in the winter. That's fine.
You have like 5 strands of hair, but you've gelled them all up. nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
You can't fly in airplanes.
That's
no.
true. But you can do a special about it.
Yeah, you can sell a book about it. Yeah, jeez, oh, Pete.
So... People like that, though, I feel like there's something inherently hilarious about them. Mm. These people that like want to do everything.
Yeah.
Like Kevin Smith, you know, he's like, oh, he's got his podcast. He owns a comic book store. Mm. He's got like 8 podcasts or something.
Oh, yes. He has a podcast network.
He wanted Clerks to be like a play or something like that at first. I think he went to go see a play and he was like, play, man, that's where the bills are at. You know, and he makes toys and whatever. It's something like that, though, that, like, for example, like Glenn Beck sells jeans.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he sells, like, he's like, finally, these liberals won't take away your comfortable blue jeans or something. But he sells blue jeans.
Yeah.
And it's something I admire when people pull it off well. Because I feel like, especially if you're super successful in one genre,
yeah,
no one wants to see you do something else. I'm going to give you a weird... what do you call it? A case study? J-Lo.
Okay.
I feel like J-Lo, she started to gain traction as an actress. You know, she was really good in Out of Sight.
Oh, yeah.
And then I forget what happened. There was like a movie that was pretty popular. Or maybe just her star was on the rise. And then she decided to become a musician as well.
Uh-huh.
And released like a Jenny from the Block. And I feel like people hated that so much it ruined her career as an actress. Or at that point, she just became like, you know... J-Lo, like she was like just in total diva mode.
Yeah, she was just a brand and like she became a clothing line and a fragrance and stuff like that.
Because like one of my heroes, Bernie from the movie Bernie.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, like he was doing all those things before he killed Shirley MacLaine's character. Uh-huh. Spoiler alert.
Jeez.
It's on Netflix, so you can watch it.
Is it really?
But yeah, it's like James Franco.
Uh-huh.
My hero James Franco and all the wonderful things that he does.
Yeah.
That guy.
Is he a fragrance now?
Oh, he might as well be.
I think he is.
There's no quality control there. But there's a lot of quantity control, and it is set on max. It is full blast. Because he writes this column for the Huffington Post. Uh-huh. It is the worst thing you've ever read.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that it's called Search for the Real is even better. He's releasing a book of poetry. He's done like art installations.
What?
He directed a video for like an old R.E.M. song. It was basically just like a bunch of clips.
Yeah.
And Lindsay Lohan was in it, which is a sign of quality.
But see, that's the kind of thing, like, I can't begrudge him that because those all sound like things where it's like, oh, I want to do this, this, and this when I grow up. As opposed to Glenn Beck, I can't imagine he ever thought, I want to make jeans when I grow up, or at least have my name attached to jeans that are made.
Yeah, I feel like Glenn Beck is definitely like, well, what else can I bilk these people?
Yeah.
Where it's like, did you ever see a King of Kong?
King of Kong?
Yeah.
Oh,
man. So good.
Well, I don't know what you're doing tonight, but your plans are canceled.
Yes. All right.
Are you hanging out with friends? Here's what you and your friends are doing.
Watching King of Kong.
Renting King of Kong.
Yeah.
It's great. There's this dude who, he at one point owned the Donkey Kong record, and maybe still does.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't?
No.
His name is Billy Mitchell. And I remember watching, before King of Kong came out, I watched, I think it was in a hotel room, which explains this, MTV True Life, I'm a Gamer.
Okay.
And I got to say, they did a pretty decent job covering a spectrum because it wasn't just like, hey, I'm in front of the Xbox all day. It included like this guy who was, you know, he had the high score in like Donkey Kong and all these other things. And then like a guy who was like nonstop played Golden Tee.
Yeah, like Golden Tee tournaments.
Yeah.
It was great.
Which, by the way, ladies.
Yeah. if you want wing futures, here's a guy who's cleaning up on them.
You looking to sell down the nice douchebag? Golden Tee tournaments. I don't know, though. I like the competitiveness, you know, because I bet that costs a lot of money that you're sinking into Golden Tee.
Oh, yeah.
I bet that's a real phone. You go to a bar like, hey, Rick. He's like, hey. Throws down his jacket, goes and play Golden Tee for an hour. But Billy Mitchell was like, so, you know, I had the high score in like Pac-Man or whatever, all these games. And then he's like, and I wanted to do something else in my life. And I thought to myself, what are you going to do, Billy? You know what you're going to do? What do you love as much as video games? Choose that and be the best in that. That's why I got Billy Mitchell's wing sauce.
It was great.
Which I feel like if James Franco, if he's like, I love poetry, or I love collectible knives, which he did make.
Wow.
He wrote Brad Renfro's name on them, so it's an art.
Jesus.
And so if that's what he believes in or whatever, then maybe, let me ask, so Joseph Devins, when this whale thing flames out, what do you love as much as comics? What are you going to dominate next? Because let's say Whale, awesome comic strip. It's crushing it. You reach the top.
Yeah.
And so when it's lonely at the top, is what people say, and I think it's true.
Yeah.
So now, is there another medium you're going to conquer?
Yeah, well, I've still got my excellent music to fall back
That's
on.
Not going
to
work. Something else.
Something else?
Something else you haven't dove into yet. What do you love?
Maybe cutting hair.
There it is.
This is a turn of the plot of Zohan.
Uh-huh.
I think I could open up my own razor shop and really do like old fashioned sudsy up razor cutting.
Oh, yeah.
Call it sudsy up.
Sudsy up.
David, I cut you off like 5 minutes ago. What were you going to say?
I forget. It was 5 minutes ago.
I'm sorry.
Don't sweat it.
I just get to eat. I get a yakking.
But we should probably do this. We're coming up on the top of the hour.
Oh, my God. We should give away a copy of this book. 472-5667. Call right now. 472-5667, and we'll give you a copy of the Whale Collection.
Yeah, and as our Christmas present to you, we'll probably forego the sweepstakes interview. So, first one to call in gets it. That's our Christmas present to you. While we're waiting for a phone call, Joseph Devins, so it is whaleontheweb.com?
Yeah, that's my website.
Okay, and if they're around Austin, they could also check out, if they're interested in it, they could also check out Austin Books and Domi Books.
Austin Books right now, Domi Books probably later in the year.
Okay.
Might be, or earlier.
You mean next year?
Early in the future year.
But yeah, if you don't have time to go in and order it and you would like to get it, it sounds like Austin Books.
Austin Books right now is the only place where it's on the shelf.
Yeah, there you
just
go.
Just saw it today. It's right
or
there.
Or if you call right now, 472-5667.
You can get it for
free. I will mail it to you. I got to go to the post office, so mail it to you Monday. We'll get there by Christmas, but you know it'll get there.
I'll even sign it for you.
Yeah. Oh.
Whoa. Throwing down the thing.
Yes.
Autograph.
Let me see.
I'm having a hard time with words lately. It's really embarrassing.
Word salad?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. That's a weird reference to something else entirely. I'm sorry. I made that face. But yeah. So let's see.
Oh, man. Phone line's wide open right now, guys. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, why bother calling? Someone else is going to snatch it up.
Yeah.
It's all yours. Come
and,
on.
And in that space, you have opportunity.
I'll just get some pleasantries out of the way while we're also waiting for a phone call, 472-5667. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, @MascotWedding.
KOOP, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
My name is James.
James. Where are you calling from, James?
I'm in Austin.
James from Austin. James, are you familiar with Whale?
No, actually, I just caught the tail end of your interview, and I was getting ready to call and talk to you guys about Ricky's Restaurant
from
the King of Kong movie.
Save it for next week.
Yes, please call in next week.
Awesome. Okay.
How do you feel about this comic strip, though?
I haven't seen any, but the guy who's talking about it sounds pretty cool.
He is pretty cool. We'll tell you what. Stay on the line, James, and we'll hook you up with the book.
All right, cool.
All right, so just hold on. Don't go anywhere, and we will get to you later. Boom. He's on. I just hung up on James.
James, call back. Or you know what? If you can't get through, email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com, and just tell us.
Oh, my God, James. I'm sorry.
We'll pre-interview for the Ricky segment for next week.
Look how the drop button is so far away from the hold button. I'm just a dummy.
It's just that your fingers are so big.
It's true.
Let's mash my banana.
Yeah, where's your radio wand that we got here?
James, call back in. David, what are we going to close the show with?
We're going to close out the show with another one of my favorite records of the year. This is Nude Beach off their #2 album. This is Radio. It's a short song, but it's a long enjoyment.
Joseph Devins, thank you for coming on the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, gentlemen.
Best of luck to you and Whale, the book, the movie, the book.
No, thank you.
And
I sounded like, no, thank you.
We'll see you guys next week. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Austin.